Welcome to the Day One Podcast Extra. I'm speaking today with the Reverend Dr. James Lemler. Jim is Director of Mission for the Episcopal Church, headquartered in New York City, and formerly was Dean and President of Seabury Western Theological Seminary in Evanston, Illinois. Jim, you've got a very important role in the Episcopal Church. Mission is what the church does. So could you elaborate a bit on your role there as Director of Mission?
Yes, there are three parts to my job, the best I can figure it out, as the Director of Mission for the Episcopal Church. One part is to work with the many units of mission that have staff in New York City and people throughout the field and work with congregations and dioceses in all of the areas of mission, things from Anglican and global relations to congregational development to ethnic and multicultural congregational development, women's ministries, peace and justice, and I could go on. But the first part is helping those people and being with those people so that that mission may be done more effectively. The second part is to be part of the management team of the Episcopal Church Center with the presiding bishop and a few others so that we can make sure that that vision is lived out effectively in the Episcopal Church Center. And the third part is to do exactly what I'm doing on day one, and that is to be an advocate, an exponent, a proclaimer of mission as the work of the church quite broadly in the church and in this country.
Well, I think you do all three roles very well.
Oh, thank you.
I'm curious, in your role in the Episcopal Church, let's step back and look at the mainline churches as a whole, because the issues that they all face are pretty similar, but what would you say are the top two or three issues in mainline Christianity today?
The top two or three issues in mainline Christianity are really quite interrelated. We hear a lot about mainline decline, which means that all of the mainline denominations have been losing some population, some membership, some average Sunday attendance, and it's often depicted in that way. But I think that relates to another issue that is even more significant, and that is the confidence and identity of mainline Christianity today. Do we really believe that God is at work in this particular style, identity, and form of Christianity? How do we value our tradition of faith and regard for Scripture in a way that also is open and inviting? What does it mean to be a church that honors the integrity of inquiry and respects all kinds of different people? That the question there is, do we have confidence in that? And then the third part is, do we really know our identity and what we are about? Those are the big questions for mainline Christianity in the 21st century.
And those are excellent questions. And I'm curious as to how you would suggest we take those questions and others similar. Is there a process that we, at various levels of the church, from the local congregation or parish to judicatory level or whatever, but is there a process that works that you've seen that to help us discuss and work through some of those issues and others?
Yes, I think, first of all, and again, this is one of the gifts of the mainline traditions, is that at our best, we do dialogue and conversation very well. And to engage in dialogue and conversation at all those levels you've just described is really important. I think the other part of that is to be very, very clear about what our mission is, to have the process of discernment and understanding about mission, whether it's for the local congregation or what it means to be resourcing mission as a judicatory, what we in the Episcopal Church call a diocese, or for a denominational manifestation of the church. I have done a fair amount of work over the last 20 years helping congregations, judicatories, institutions to do a very deep discernment of what their primary call, purpose, and mission is. And that is essential for us to have a restoration of the vigor of mainline Christianity.
Many of our major mainline churches seem to be in urban areas. And of course, you served a major urban church for 17 years in Indianapolis. What are we doing right and maybe not so right in that context, the urban context?
I think what we're doing right in the urban context is serving people, The mainline church is often at the lead in cities and urban areas, metropolitan areas, in doing ministries of compassion and outreach and service. I think we're doing very well and very right in our welcome of people. Most mainline churches in large urban areas are diverse communities of faith. They welcome all kinds of people, and that's a wonderful thing. I think what we're not doing right is we have assumed that our culture will continue to deliver up people that we can share the message with, and it's being shown day in and day out in the 21st century. That is not the case. We need to become much more intentional in our visibility, in our understanding of mission, and in our ministry of invitation.
Let me ask you another question about the mainline churches at all levels. One of your areas in your role as a director of mission is kind of the communications aspect of the church. Are there some major things we're doing or we could be doing as churches to communicate better, not only in our own communities, but across the country?
Yes, I think communicating the mission and message intentionally is at the heart of what our Christian vocation is right now. That means everything from having and equipping people to tell their own faith stories in local congregations. We passed a resolution at the last General Convention, the Assembly of the Episcopal Church, saying, quote, that Episcopalians should learn how to tell their faith story to each other and to other people. One would wonder why you would have a resolution for that, and yet it's really important. That's the groundwork and the ground level of that. However, we're also at the Episcopal Church trying to provide resources for congregations to do congregational advertising. We're providing some resources to do advertising on television and on radio so that we can have more visibility in the life of the church. And then finally, the important new ventures and new possibilities relating to the World Wide Web and to how we use the whole connectivity of technology is something that we're learning about and that we need to do more effectively in the church.
Now, even though you're in a leadership role in the church, you still manage to do a good bit of preaching and lecturing. And I want to focus finally on that aspect. What are your particular methods of preparation when you preach?
My particular methods of preparation for preaching have to do with what I think the purpose of preaching is. And the purpose of preaching is twofold. It's proclamatory. It's to announce and say something that is good and hopeful. And secondly, it is narrative and narration. It is retelling and telling a story with hope and hopefully with some power. So I do several things. First, I really enter a story. I'm a person that loves stories of all types, and I love the scriptural narrative and story, and I spend time in it. I do reflection with it. I do some reading, of course, of scholarly commentary and of other reflections on Holy Scripture. Secondly, I do a great deal of praying, simply intentionally at the time of public prayer or of my own personal prayer discipline, but really, whether it's in an airplane or in a car or taking a walk, there's a certain prayer that allows me to engage what the story means. And then the third part is conversations and trying to stay alert and aware to what's happening around me, because God gives me stories, incidents, examples, encounters that come to the very core and heart of my preaching.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for being with us on this Day One Podcast Extra.